A Lamp of Devotion. Around 2600 years ago, in ancient India, during the time of the Buddha, there lived a poor woman named Nanda in the city of Shravasti. Shravasti was the capital of the kingdom of Koshal and was a very large and prosperous city. The poor woman would survive by begging. Some people would give her food, and some would throw a few coins her way. Nanda's only possessions were her tattered clothes and a strong inner spirit. She never complained, but survived on whatever little she received from day to day. One day, she didn't get anything all day. Only when the sun was to go down, someone threw a coin to her. She was filled with gratitude even for this little gift, as it would buy her a morsel of food, the only meal she was to have that day. On her way, she overheard some people talking in the street. They were going to see Gautama, the Buddha, who would arrive in the city the next day. As Nanda heard the news, a desire arose in her heart to make an offering to the Buddha. She too wanted to offer an earthen lamp like everybody else. She thought, "Oh, what a wonder, what a wonder, the Buddha, the awakened one. How I wish to make an offering to the transcended one." She felt that offering a gift of light to the Buddha himself would be akin to illuminating her own darkened heart. "I should really take this opportunity," she thought. "When else will I ever get such a chance again?" Then she turned her gaze to the small coin in her hand and thought disappointedly, "I am so unfortunate. I have nothing special to offer him. Maybe I won't even be able to buy a lamp and oil with this coin." Yet, it was her heart's desire to make this offering. So, she started walking to the shop to buy a lamp, without giving her hunger a single thought. She made her way through the streets to the hustle and bustle of the marketplace, where the colors and smells and sounds filled the city square. At last, she stopped at a small shop selling lamps. But the news of the Buddha arriving had reached many homes, and all the householders and traders and merchants and artisans, even the farmers and their wives, had gathered in the market square to buy their offerings. She waited for her turn towards the end, looking at the variety of lamps and candles being sold. Worry filled Nanda's eyes as she saw lamps made of precious metals with ornate designs, or fine ceramics embellished with gold and silver paint, or rubies and jade. When there were only two women left around the shopkeeper, she said to him, "Brother, I would like to buy a lamp to offer the Buddha, but I only have this single coin. Please tell me which lamp I can get with one coin." The shopkeeper looked at the coin in her hand and said, "Today, the prices of all lamps have shot up. I am afraid I can give you nothing for one coin." Tears filled Nanda's eyes, but she tried to hold them and said, "Oh brother, please, I'd give my everything to make just one offering to him. This is my last coin. I have nothing besides this. Please help me, my good brother." The shopkeeper was a good man and saw the sincerity in Nanda's face, but he couldn't help her. So he gently coaxed her, "Why don't you buy some food for yourself instead? You look so weak." Nanda, still trying to hide her tears, but with deep resolution, answered, "I can go hungry for the rest of my life for one chance to offer this lamp to the Buddha. Please help me, brother." Touched by her devotion and determination, the shopkeeper gave Nanda a small earthen lamp and some oil. Nanda was filled with gratitude. "Thank you so much, brother. You are such a good man." She blessed him in her heart, and with a smile, she happily hurried to the temple. The whole town was lit up in lights to welcome the Buddha. It was drawing close to midnight when she arrived at the temple. As she entered, she was dazzled by the thousands of lamps that filled up every corner. The night was lit with the brilliant light of a thousand flames. She found a corner where she put her lamp and lit it with sincere prayer in her heart. May this light spread in the 10 directions and eternally erase the suffering of all sentient beings. She felt a light illuminate her own being as well. Her whole life flashed in front of her eyes and left her as if freeing her of a certain burden. An unexplainable sense of relief and ease descended upon her. She felt light and content. She left the temple with prayers and praise on her lips. There was a subtle rhythm in her feet, like music of dignity and poise. She settled in a corner in the temple square. That night, the winds blew fiercely from the mountains and a storm lashed the earth in the city of Shravasti. The old woman was safe in her corner, praying all night. Early the next morning, someone came to clean the temple. When he arrived, he noticed that the rain had washed away all but a handful of lamps, which were still burning. But one of them was burning brighter than the others. He gathered the empty lamps and went on to blow out the burning flames so as to clean the temple. But this was odd. There was one earthen lamp that he could not blow out. No matter how many ways he tried, Nanda's lamp didn't stop burning, even when there was no oil left in it. Just then, the Buddha entered the temple square with his few disciples. One by one, all the practitioners, the lay disciples, and even the beggars and the homeless joined his entourage. Inside the temple, he saw a lone cleaning man still trying to blow off a burning lamp. The Buddha instantly knew. He came closer and said, "The person who offered this lamp made a heartfelt prayer to eradicate the suffering of all sentient beings in the universe. Even if you used all water in the four great oceans, this lamp would not be extinguished. When a selfless vow is made with such devotion, the light it radiates is inexhaustible." Nanda's tears flowed freely as she realized it was her lamp. She fell at his feet. Buddha, with a tender smile, blessed her, saying, "You will become an enlightened one. You will guide innumerable beings, and your name will be Lamplight Buddha." With the tears of gratitude flowing from Nanda's eyes, she knelt in front of Buddha and asked his permission to join the Buddhist order. Her sincerity and devotion so touched Buddha that he accepted her immediately. For the rest of her life, she inspired many by her sincerity, one-pointedness, and wisdom. It is said that she attained the highest state of self-realization.